All right. Perek Ches of Halichos Beinan Mechavero, Halacha Yud Ches, talking about Hachnasas Orchim. And we mentioned that it's important soon upon the arrival of a guest that they're offered something to eat, that they're offered to sit down. So obviously, hospitality as it relates to serving food is something that is essential. So he writes here, Yesh Hasbich Ad Kama Shenitan Es Harucha Lechnisas Hareach Lebayis Al Kolpanim Lachar Shenach Me'ad Hareach Me'amal Haderach. So as we said before, that that we should try to make sure that the guest eats as soon as possible, maybe give them the opportunity to rest a little bit, but after that, to make sure that they're given something to eat. And to do it quickly after. So you said. So then he says, "Beleil Shabbos Kodesh on a Friday night, if you have a guest, kasher yeshnam orchim sheikh shashar sheheinam reivim. If you have guests and presumably they're hungry, yikatzar bala bais piyutim shulifnei akiddush v'yashlimem lachar mikin. So when you're hosting people on Friday nights, you should try to first of all, Shulchan Aruch it says in general that one should eat as soon as possible after getting home, but especially when there's guests." To not elongate the songs of Piyutim, but to do them quickly or to put them after Kiddush so that the guests can eat without much delay. Okay. Anything else there? Yeah. Yod Tes, Ha'orchim Shulchan L'suda L'tzorach Orchim Yishlifos Ma'pa Ha'Shulchan Derech Kavod. You have guests, you should, again, they shouldn't feel like that they're a burden, but set the table nicely, make them feel honored and welcome. So sages enacted, and a lot of these things that sages enacted in memory to commemorate the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, so a lot of these things we don't really do now. In the footnote, they mentioned that this practice has fallen a little bit into being obsolete. But the idea is to leave a place setting without utensils, can go in the chaser, tzalachos, kos, to leave out a plate or a cup. But let's say you need that space for a guest to eat, so you set the table without the without the plate or without the cup, and then when they sit down, you bring them the cup or the plate. Of course, this doesn't apply in Shabbos and Yom Tov, but on a weekday, this might apply. Of course, I have to make it clear to the guest that the fact that they didn't that they were missing a utensil was not intentional, was not out of lack of kavod, but for the purpose of this minhag. Of course, if there's other spaces in the table, so doesn't have to be one or the other. Guests should be seated comfortably. Right, to give them a good place at the table, that should be around the table. Fine. So let's say one's father-in-law is a guest. So the son-in-law, whoever the Baal HaBayis is still allowed to sit at their place at the head of the table. But it's considered courteous to offer to the father-in-law that they should sit at the head of the table, even if they might end up declining, and it's not necessarily entirely necessary. Okay. Kaf Aleph. Yesh Adgish La'orchim Es Mishubachim Shubachal and Shubabais. A person should serve guests good food. It should be of their nicer food. It shouldn't be their leftovers or their the things that they don't want. Even if there's not necessarily the greatest delicacies, you're not running a 5-star hotel, but let's say you only have tuna fish or like. So you shouldn't necessarily not avoid hospitality just because you don't have food to give somebody. If they need to, give them whatever you have. And even if there's not a whole lot for everybody, so to do as much as one can. Okay, we'll do one more. Ein lagish dvar machal l'misha eno mevarach v'eno notel yadav l'pas. So the idea that we don't want to assist somebody in not doing a mitzvah. So somebody who's not going to make brachos, who's not going to wash their hands, maybe they shouldn't be served food. Ulamaisa, yesh chatzia levarech ol litol yadayim. Practically speaking, so we try to give them the opportunity. You know, we invite you to wash your hands. We invite you to say the bracha. Kol panim laskiram la'archim le'inyan bracha. Or another way that you could do it is to invite them to, let's say, to wash their hands, and then when it comes to the bracha, say the bracha out loud, even if they don't say amen, so they're still part of the bracha. In that situation,
do they have to be standing next to you?
You should be at the table, but they don't have to be. You say it out loud, so they hear it. They don't have to be standing next to you.
Okay, so if someone was sitting at the table and I went to wash my hands and they could hear it, that would be okay.
I think you were saying specifically when it comes to like hamotzi or mizonos. So you say it out loud. So shomea ka'ona. I don't think that counts. I don't think you can do netilas yadayim for somebody else.
Right.
Just like you can't put on tefillin for somebody else. But
you say hamotzi out loud for them.
Yeah. Kol ken itan lagish pas mizonos. So you can, or you can avoid the whole netilas yadayim issue by only giving them mizonos. Obviously, it doesn't work on Shabbos, but in other scenarios, you can serve things that are mizonos and say bracha mizonos out loud and not have to worry about them washing. So let's say the guest is going to be insulted, or they're going to have ill will towards being pressured to make a bracha or a netilas yadayim. Say that pressured in quotes, but they might feel that way. So at the end of the day, it suggests that you just serve them the food. Even if they're not going to say their bracha,
don't invite them.
Right. So you could choose not to invite them. But for example, let's say somebody's parents aren't observant. So that's a situation that that could come up. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach paskin that at the end of the day, they should still serve the food, because obviously you're not going to not invite your parents just because they don't make brachas. And you know, the fact that that you treat them nicely and that you know, they see, even though you're religious, that you're a mensch, which shouldn't be such a surprise, but sometimes it is. So then they'll warm up to the religious customs.